Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and let me first off start by saying I'm not saying anybody should stop doing anything that they're doing. I'm not saying anybody should quit certain actions by any means necessary. Whatever your heart desires you to do, you should fulfill, execute, and get it in. Second off, I want to say, and this is going to come out disjointed because I haven't really been into it lately. I've been really flat and just kind of not wanting to do anything. Took yesterday off. And it may be that I'm closer to retirement than I think. It may be that this 5-day work week, even though it seems like I enjoy it and this and that, it could very well be that my body in the other case may be saying, no, Jeffrey, I don't know if we can do this. Or my regimen, my daily regimen might be a bit strenuous. But anyhow, I, as a black man, do not want to be associated with the kind of behavior that I saw at the Riverfront Brawl in Montgomery, Alabama. First off, there better be many more black people arrested than white people. Just because you see white men jumping on a black man, don't make it racist. They could have just been drunk and just out being rowdy, having a good time. For it to be accepted or common or just protocol or whatever, for people to see white people jumping on a black man and think a whole mob can just go down there and beat the hell out of them, for that to be accepted, I don't think it's a good precedent. If Alabama doesn't persecute the black people involved in that brawl, it's almost condoning mob and vigilante behavior. And though it's not quite like what the Klan used to do, it basically is. Let's go get the boys and let's go get them. Now, the premises easily can be argued to be disjointed, where you could, I know it'd be really easy for a lot of people to say one is right and one is wrong. And as you know, I don't believe in right or wrong, but I understand the point they're trying to make. But it's still mob and vigilante behavior. If the black people who swam over there, and oh, let me just say this too, the memes are outstanding. This is entertainment at the best. This is entertainment at the best. Racial tension is a new media genre. It's engaging. I can't, even as much as I feel the way I do about it, I can't not look away. And the memes are just outstanding. It's funny. I love black people. I love people in general when they take this. And I also might be taking this way too seriously. I'm probably taking this way, way too seriously. But when I see it, I see that behavior, and I so strongly do not want to be associated with that behavior. It's funny. Yeah, I get it. It's a microcosm of what goes on. I get it. I have to understand that. It's probably a joke. It should be seen as a joke or funny, or just like I've even said before, just a little barroom brawl. Nobody die. That's what humans do. But in today's climate, with the way black people are perceived and the way black people are treated, it bugs me. And I mean, black people are treated with kids' gloves, like a little 2-year-old. They're allowed to get away with anything they want. If black people are allowed to gang up like that and start a brawl like that. Now, see, even after it had disconnected. Okay, say the dudes did jump on him. The one dude, the dock worker, beat the hell out of him. It should have stopped right there. The dock worker probably wouldn't have died, or somebody could have broke it up. And the 4-white dude would have been persecuted, and he went to jail. Some people may say, well, if it did break into a brawl, the attention wouldn't have got there, they might not have got persecuted. That's like I said, by any means necessary, you do what you have to do. If you think that's the way it's going to work, if you think that's the way that we should handle it, I'm not going to tell you not to do it that way. What I am going to say is I don't agree with it. I don't agree with handling that way. And for the system to get fixed, who knows how it's supposed to accomplish that? And the idea, and I think we both agree on both sides, considering, assuming I'm on one side of this and somebody else might be on the other, you know, I'm just making this maybe false debate. I think we both want the system to be fixed for everybody. The ultimate goal. Now, how to get there, you know, there's different ways. And I can't tell you to say that your way. I can say that I don't agree with your way. I can say that that's not the way I would take. I can say I don't want to be associated with that. But I would never tell you to stop doing it. I'm going to say don't do that. I would never say don't do it. I can't tell you what to do and not to do, number one. And number two, who am I? I'm not the ultimate authority. I just know what I know. I just know what I like and what I would subjectively do. If we could, if no black people are arrested in this, we're condoning mob behavior. We're condoning, okay, a bunch of black people, you just go down and beat the hell out of some white people just because they perceive what perceived to be a racist act. Even if it was a racist act, even if those was the four grand dragons of the Ku Klux Klan and spawns of Satan himself, it's still, in my eyes, not the way to handle it for what happened. I'm not sure what happened. I wasn't there. I just see the video, however entertaining it was with the memes and the people putting the captions on it. And it just, I don't think that we as a society or publicly should allow that type of behavior, even if it's so, quote unquote, victim being protected. Racial tension has become a new media genre. As long as it's white people being the persecutors or oppressors of black people. If it's the other way around, you ain't gonna see it. You ain't gonna hear nothing about the South Side of Chicago, what's going on there. But what you're gonna hear is one isolated incident of what appears to be something racial because a white person did something to a black person. 400 feet away, we don't know what happened, what was said. Like I said, they could have just been drunk. It could have been not racial at all. And in fact, the way they all kind of jumped on the dude made me seem like it may have been drunk anyway. Because that just seems like they were just drunk. They're on a boat, and I guess the ferry came in. Like I said, I don't know. I ain't there. But regardless, I don't know. I ain't there. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't condone that kind of behavior. And one part of the video I saw, you see like things had de-escalated. The people were on the boat. And here come Wakanda. And that was funny too, the memes. Here come Wakanda onto the boat, swinging on the dude. He need to go to jail. All of them need to go to jail. And if they don't, we're condoning that kind of behavior. And I just don't want to be associated with that kind of behavior. I don't. That's just not me. That's not who I am. And it may be that I'm taking it way too seriously. And it's just a joke. It should be just this. We don't really care, blah, 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 blah. But that's not the way I look at it. You just can't have mobs of black people jumping on white folks. That's all it is. You just can't have mobs of people jumping on people, period. Either way, white, black, yellow, brown, you just can't condone that. And the climate right now is that media or people are scared to say anything contradictory or critical of black people. And it's treating them like kids. Like it's hands off, don't hurt their feelings. We don't wanna, you know, they're so oppressed, oh, so victimized. This ain't coming out clean because I'm not really on it. I need to get back into it. But I just wanna get it down and see what happens. And so for me, it's, if you want equality, this is inequality. The pendulum is swinging to the other end, from one extreme to the other. And you know, from Jim Crow, one ear, all the way over to George Floyd, Black Lives Matter era. And eventually, we as humans will find that sweet spot, that common place where we can cohabitate. Actually, we can cohabitate anywhere. We're cohabitating now. Even during Jim Crow, we cohabitated. During this, we cohabitated. We're cohabitating regardless of what happens. The question may be, where can we find that spot that where... I don't even know if I want peace and tranquility. I don't even know if I want, you know, utopia or no violence and everybody getting along. Because nothing really matters. Let's just face it, nothing really matters. So, what's the point? Doesn't matter. What's the point of all of it? So what, we have racism. So what, we have affirmative action. And black people allowed to do whatever they want to because of the legacy of slavery, the guilt, white guilt, or the new social presentation or ranking of social awareness that companies have to subscribe to, and DEI and intersectionality and all that, equality. Doesn't matter. None of it matters. We're just here and we're not. We're just here until we're not. And then when we're not, who cares? Or what cares? We don't know yet. We don't know what the big why is. But until we do, you know, we're going to do the best we can. Ain't that right, kitty kitty? Until we do know, we're going to do the best we can to create myths and mythologies and gods and rights and wrongs and meaning and justifications for our actions. That's what we do. I think that's what conscious beings do. And the thing is, will AI do it? What will AI do? That's what everybody wants to know. When AI becomes so powerful and so smart, what's it going to do? What decisions is it going to make?
Swinging on y'all two times, for me and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. A theory of universe, a hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.